Now on with some more news items, and these are charity related. We hear of a gingerbread house baked for a charity, and the Break charity has a special mug on sale, designed by nationally known designer Emma Bridgewater. There are fundraising efforts by a local surveyor who ran the New York Marathon for, amongst other charities, the Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind, and then the National Lottery Fund has some local donations. A baker who experienced homelessness as a young man is giving back to those in need by donating food to the People's Picnic Group and raising funds through the sale of a spectacular iced gingerbread house made at his Norwich bakery. John Watt, known as Grimsby, runs Pie Baker on Dereham Road, which bakes and delivers high-quality artisan bread and cakes for shop customers and local businesses, and is keen to offer his help to the community movement which feeds the hungry and homeless in Norwich, and which relies entirely on volunteers and donations. The group provides hot meals on Norwich's Haymarket twice a week, on Tuesdays and Saturdays, and also donates much-needed supplies to those in need. We have sent our leftovers to the People's Picnic for the last 2 years, and I regularly go to the Haymarket and give out bread and cakes. I talk with the people there and have made some really lovely friends, said Grimsby, whose nickname reveals where he originally hailed from, and who has run Pie Baker for nearly 10 years.
Norwich-based charity Chiefs are no mugs. After getting a famous ceramic artist to leave her mark on their 50th birthday celebrations, Emma Bridgewater has designed a limited edition mug emblazoned with a colourful hair motif to mark Break's half century. Break has been helping children, young people and families in the region since 1968, and it is hoped proceeds from the commemorative mug sale will help the charity to continue supporting those in need. The design was inspired by next year's Go Go Hares fundraising trail, which is organised by Break. The trail follows on from the successful Go Go Gorillas and Go Go Dragons campaigns, and 50 hare sculptures will be spread across Norwich next summer. Michael Rooney, head of commercial services at Break, said the mug symbolised a very special year ahead for the charity. 2018 is a very special year for us, with the Go Go Hare sculpture trail arriving on the streets of Norwich and around the county in June. The mugs are being sold in a commemorative money box, designed to encourage further fundraising, and are priced at £21.99. All proceeds will go to the charity. The Go Go Hares Trail, which has been organised in partnership with Wild in Art, is due to go live on June the 24th and will run or hop until September the 8th.
A Norwich property professional has raised more than £7,500 for charity by running his first marathon. Guy Gowing, managing partner at estate agent Arnold's Keys, completed the New York Marathon in 4 hours and 23 minutes, and donations raised by his efforts were split between the Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind and NYRR Team for Kids, an American charity. Mr. Gowing is a trustee of the Norfolk-based sight loss organisation, which received £5,500, with the rest going to the children's charity. Mr. Gowing said, "It was an amazing experience joining 50,000 other runners in a real festival atmosphere. I always knew I had a marathon in me and decided that my approaching 50th birthday meant that it was now or never. I'm pleased to have posted a respectable time and in the top half of the field, and delighted to have raised so much money for two fantastic causes."
A Norwich community charity is celebrating after being awarded a grant from the National Lottery's Big Lottery Fund. More than 40 projects across Norfolk and Waveney are receiving a grant from the Big Lottery Fund, totalling to over £1.6 million. The grants will help towards projects they have organised to help people who need support in their community. For instance, Frere Road Community Centre in Heartsease were given £9,990 for their project Heart for Heartsease, 25 years anniversary celebration. The project will run a series of community outreach events to help renovate the community centre. And Norwich-based charity Break were awarded £9,980 for their project Speak Up Forum. The project will use the funding to deliver a series of sessions offering support and guidance for care leavers to help them in transition into adult life. James Harcourt, England Grant Making Director at the Big Lottery Fund, said, "We are proud to be able to distribute national lottery money to community projects that are making a real difference in the region." When you hear about projects like this, you realise the incredible impact the money generated by national lottery players is having on communities across England. It really is life-changing.
Cinema goers in Norwich were greeted by some familiar faces at the premiere of the new Star Wars film. Around 20 costumed members of Norwich Star Wars Club UK descended upon the Odeon Cinema at Riverside for the first screening of Star Wars The Last Jedi. The intergalactic rabble patrolled the cinema, posing for pictures with fans and collecting money on behalf of Norwich mental health charity Mind. The club raised £800 last year for East Anglia Children's Hospices and has raised more than £120,000 for charity since its conception in 2005.
Now for our first feature. It is taken from Derek James's regular column entitled Norwich Through the Decades and features what he calls the street that hosted the city's raucous boozers, King Street. His article is read by Jenny Pierce.